The light of the moon shone through the window of Jimmy Newman's bedroom. Outside, the wind was howling, and somewhere in the garden, a steel lid from a rubbish bin was being blown around with a clunk and a clatter. A cold draft whistled past Jimmy's neck as he lay in bed, and he shuddered, pulling his duvet closer to him. He'd just drifted off to sleep when he was suddenly woken by a strange sound coming from the shadows at the far end of his room. Jimmy peered with bleary eyes into the darkness. He could just make out the shape of his wardrobe standing in one corner. There was an eerie sound coming from inside, as if something was moving in there. What on earth could that be? Jimmy wondered to himself, growing anxious at the thought of what could be lurking at the bottom of his wardrobe, amongst the smelly worn trainers and the muddy football boots. Surely only a really horrid monster would live in such a gruesome place. He didn't have to wonder for much longer, however, because just then the door of his wardrobe was pushed wide open by a long, pale arm reaching out from the darkness. Jimmy's legs turned to jelly as he watched the monster emerge from the wardrobe. It stood for a moment in the shadows, a bizarre creature with a mass of wild, wiry hair all over its head and four pale, skinny limbs poking out from underneath a long white cloak. It stared at Jimmy with big, oval eyes. Jimmy stared back in disbelief at what he saw, and then he froze in his bed as the monster slowly began to creep towards him. Closer and closer it came, and Jimmy's heart beat faster and faster in his chest with every step the strange creature took towards him. Only when it was two small steps away did it stop. It stood in the moonlight and stared at Jimmy with an icy glare. It was no good. Jimmy couldn't contain his fear any longer. He sat up straight in bed, opened his mouth as wide as possible, and let out the loudest and longest holler he could muster. The monster jumped in fright at the noise and pounced on Jimmy like a wildcat to try and make him stop. But Jimmy shouted and wailed and wriggled and writhed under the weight of the monster sitting on top of him. He was surprised to find, however, that his screams were turning to laughter. Harder and harder he was laughing, and he realised that the monster was tickling him. "Stop it!" Jimmy squirmed in fits of giggles. "Stop it! I can't take any more!" But the monster just went on tickling him, its bony fingers scampering up the sides of his tummy and underneath his arms. It was laughing almost as much as Jimmy was, delighted by his torturous game of tickles. Jimmy uselessly tried to push the monster away. Just when he thought he was going to faint from laughter, he heard the pounding sound of feet coming up the stairs. His bedroom door was flung open and light filled the room with the flick of a switch. "What's going on in here?" bellowed Jimmy's mum. She stood in the doorway with her hands on her hips and a stern frown on her face. She was clearly very angry. "I'm being attacked by a monster," Jimmy stuttered, screwing his eyes shut from the sudden brightness of the room. "Honestly, Jimmy," his mum sighed. "How many times have your father and I told you not to wake your little sister up?" Jimmy looked up at his mum, confused. He turned his head back to look straight into the big eyes of the monster that still sat on him, clutching his arms in its hands. Only, it wasn't a monster at all. To Jimmy's surprise and relief, it was his little sister, Ellie. She pushed away her wild curly hair from her face and gave Jimmy a cheeky smile. "Yeah, Jimmy," she whined innocently. "How many times has Mummy told you not to wake me up?" Jimmy looked at his little sister sitting on his bed in her favourite long white nightdress with teddy bears on it and realised how silly he'd been to be frightened by her. "I'll get you back for this, Ellie," he said, already planning his revenge. Ellie jumped down from Jimmy's bed, kissed her mum goodnight and went off to her own bedroom, feeling extremely pleased with herself. Jimmy's mum walked over to him, gave him a kiss goodnight, and tucked him safely back up in his duvet. "Now, no more funny business, please," she said firmly. "But, Mum," Jimmy began, about to tell her everything that had happened. But the stern look on her face made him think that maybe he should leave it until the morning. So he just said good night to his mum and closed his eyes. His mum turned the light out and shut the bedroom door behind her. Gradually, Jimmy dozed off to sleep, dreaming of all the nasty tricks he would play on his sister to scare her. But then again, he thought, maybe he wouldn't. After all, he didn't want to make his mum angry again, because that really was a scary sight to see.
Ha ha ha.